beetles are so squeaky clean that I can actually export beetles to other countries. I'm exporting to about five other countries at the moment. And the beetles were all bought into Australia by the CSIRO, and each egg of every species that was bought into Australia was immersed in a formalin solution in its country of origin. And the formalin, the dipping in the formalin solution was designed to surface sterilise the egg so that no unwanted viruses or bacteria came to Australia. So it was very well worked out. The quarantine system at CSIRO was very secure. We bred mass red beetles there, and then we released them on properties, and we began harvesting them, and I now continue to do and follow the procedures that I was involved with at CSIRO.
Why do people overseas want our dung beetles?
You can just look at the American continent, North America. You see, the buffalo have only been there for about 16,000 years, and they moved across the Bering Strait when it was during an ice age, and the dung beetles in northern Asia couldn't follow those buffalo. And so they have a similar problem to what we have here. You see, Captain Phillip turned up here with 44 sheep, 7 horses and 7 head of cattle. And the same thing happened in America. These were foreign animals coming onto these lands. So we're trying to balance something now that began to be upset hundreds of years ago. And the American situation is very similar to ours. The bottom two-thirds of their North America, the climates there are very similar to here, what they are here in Australia. So it's only a matter of selecting the correct climate that a species has evolved in and works in, and put it into that similar climate elsewhere on the planet. And the rest of the world are well aware of our stringent quarantining processes that we carried out here in Australia.
And how are the new dung beetles going overseas?
Oh, well, they must be working, because I'm continuing to get more and more comments about how well they're working. So I haven't actually been over there, but I just see no reason why they wouldn't survive over there.
I suppose it's a kind of a new take on the live export of Australian produce, is that our dung beetles are going over there to help out. And does it give you self-satisfaction to know that you're helping all around the world now?
Yes. Well, I suppose I even earn a few export dollars for Australia too, and I put that to good use, of course. But yes, it is a bit rewarding to see other countries. It's purely because of our stringent quarantining processes that we carried out here in Australia that I'm able to do this. Governments, overseas governments, realise how clean our beetles are, and it's a bit of a credit to the system that was developed here.
Could you imagine that other countries would soon be interested in also importing some beetles?
Oh, that may happen. I suppose it will happen eventually down the track, but I don't go looking for work overseas. I've got more than enough on my plate here in Australia.